Hello, Martin.
Hello, Lotta.
Right, we're going to jump right into it. We're going to
Okay.
talk about Apple and iPhone again, as we have been doing for the past couple of episodes. But the launch is getting nearer and nearer, and I just read something really exciting about that this might be what's breaking the mobile wallet market. Which is something that really excites me because I'm really looking forward to the time when we don't have to bring our normal wallet with us anymore.
Do you think the users will vote with their wallet and download this app?
Of course. I don't know. I mean, I just think that it would just be so handy not having to. For some reason, the way it was before you had a mobile phone, you would not dare leaving your house without your wallet. And these
Keys.
days, and keys, which I actually left today in the shop when I was doing my grocery shop.
You know, you could get a gadget for that, but you put on your keys and then you leave it for certain, what do you say,
Distance,
distance, it
yeah.
will beep.
Oh yeah, I did see something a similar thing on Kickstarters a while back, and I was thinking that's the thing for me, but I didn't have any money at the time, so I couldn't buy it. But yeah, that's a good thing. Could you do that with an NFC, NCF? Again, I can't remember exactly the name for it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
The
I
little
think so.
tag
Yeah,
that you
I think that's
program,
how
yeah.
it's.
You can buy it in Shell and, really kind of high street mainstream places. Is it something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. I should look into that. But we're moving on, and I'm thinking, with the iPhone news and, what's going to happen and how is the phones developing, and there was a really exciting new launch of
Lenovo. Yeah.
Lenovo new phone, and their main feature is photography, which I think is interesting because we all see it now in the modern communication, how we communicate more and more with pictures, and especially if you're on Facebook, etc. That's what's getting more hits than anything else, or I suppose if videos is even more. Is it videos more than pictures?
Yeah, I think it's starting to get a close race, I think.
Yeah.
But videos is very popular, and I think pictures is catching up.
Yeah. So I mean, we all use it, and that kind of takes me to the next thing, which is I've just been looking through my social media accounts recently and realizing that I'm using them very differently, privately and professionally. But for example, I've been quite active on Instagram recently, and I started following a new person on Instagram, which is Barbie.
A doll?
A doll. We're right in the middle of fashion season. There's lots of fashion shows going on, and Mattel, who owns Barbie, they have started a new IG account, and it's called Barbie Styles, and I think it's quite cool actually, because she's like taking pictures like normal bloggers. Fashion bloggers would do, they go to their fashion shows and they take pictures of their outfits and, that kind of stuff. And that's kind of what Barbie's doing. So they take a picture of this doll. I mean, this is nowhere, it's not a new thing. There's been, I know there was a travel company who did it years back where they had a monkey who traveled around different places and he took pictures sitting on, a statue or, some really iconic buildings, and then doing advertising for that travel company. I can't remember which one it was now. So it's not a new thing that they're using an icon, but I still think it's a bit funny, you know, and she's wearing her outfits and she's mimicking this, what the fashionistas do when they put up there, you know, this is what I wore today, etc.
So where is Ken?
Yeah, where is Ken?
Yeah, I think you have to ask Aqua.
Absolutely. We'll put that one up for some, memory lane.
Yeah, the video music group.
Exactly. The Aqua.
Danish.
Danish, yeah, they are. Yeah. Barbie World, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. But we'll put that up there so you can have a listen and maybe look at the music video as well. And talking about clothes, there was something in the news. I'm a big fan of wearable tech and especially the smart fabrics. And Ralph Lauren has now released a T-shirt with smart fibers, which is they're going to be using at, what is it? British Open, US Open, or some kind of tennis tournament.
Not polo then, horse polo.
Maybe, but maybe in the future, not for now, but I'm sure there will be some smart, I don't know, trousers or...
smart trousers, sounds like a good idea.
Riding trousers or a whip maybe. There's some wearable technology. I mean, it could go anywhere. It's really exciting, I think. And talking about excitement, my watch is now not being used. I was used that to time our conversation. But I was saying to you earlier that it's funny because my watch has to be recharged every other day because it's one of those smartwatches. And that was such a long time ago that you used to wear a watch that you needed to rewind or unwind. What do you say?
Yeah, right.
Charge it. You know, when you screw it up. So it kind of feels like going backwards a bit, the fact that all of a sudden your watch is not working. So that was an odd experience. But another thing I wanted to say, which was about going into their social media and being on different platforms and things, I have started following a company I never thought I'd follow, which is like Netto, you know, the shop?
What do you say?
Netto. Netto,
with the dog.
Exactly, the cheap supermarket.
Yeah.
And they do some really good advertising on their Instagram account where they say in advance, this is what's going to be in the shop the next week.
Yeah.
And it's really, I think they're doing a good job with the photography. It looks inviting. And if you're like me, like frugal things, they've got some really good stuff. So they're actually opening a store near me. So I am seriously excited about that.
Good for you.
So I've started to follow them.
Yeah.
I just didn't think I was going to ever be following a supermarket on Instagram.
No.
Do you have any weird follower? Do you follow anything that you thought you'd never follow?
Yeah, but that may be for another show.
That's true. I've been talking so much and we're running out of time. So, Martin.
Yes?
You ended because you haven't said much this episode.
No, I've been quiet. It's it's getting, how do you say, autumn or fall now. But it's today it was Indian summer.
Absolutely. I was swimming today with my kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was awesome. And hot, not hot. It was hot at land, but warm in the water. Still warm.
So and now it's time to chill out.
Yeah. And we'll see you again, or we hope that you tune in next week.
Yeah.
And have a great day.
Have a good one. Cheers.
Bye.